Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This is Am I the Jerk for quitting the job my sister-in-law got me.
Dang.
Here it is, Allie and DZ. I lost my job in January. I was feeling pretty low. Many friends and family reached out. They offered to help in any way they could. And my sister-in-law was kind enough to refer me for an open position at her workplace. I was desperate and grateful she had recommended me for a job, and I was very happy when I got it. But it's been a few months, and I don't like it. I'm not happy. I don't even want to continue working there. So I put in my resignation as soon as I found a new job. And then my sister-in-law called me and said I had made her look bad because she recommended me for the job. And I quit a few months later, which tarnished her credibility.
Like 6 months, yeah.
I told her it wasn't that serious. Am I the jerk for quitting the job my sister-in-law got me? This is why it is so hard, DZ, to refer people for jobs, because you never know if they're going to screw you.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have interns call. I have interns all the time hit me up for references that we've had on the show over the years. And some I respond and some I don't. And I'm like,
I feel that.
I loved you, but there's no way I'm referring you for a job because you're going to go in there and make me look stupid. But then there's some that I'm like, absolutely, I'd refer you for a job, you know, and that's the problem. And I've done this too, where I've also gotten burned and tried to help people. And that's probably why I don't help everybody now.
I've been burned more than I've been, you know, praised, if you will, for helping somebody out. Man, there's been situations where I've gotten people in the door, interviews. Honestly, I've gotten people interviews here.
Yeah.
Curved the interview. Make
didn't
me
come.
Look bad. Didn't show up. And I'm like, bruh,
that's
come
so
on.
Embarrassing.
Like, listen,
I
used my name, image, and likeness for you, dog.
You made me look bad now.
And you made me look bad. That being said, I will still try to help people out. I'm just more selective. Far more selective. If I feel like you're not going to be a good fit, no. Before it was like, if I know you and I think you're decent, I'll refer you. Now, I gotta know you're gonna do a great job.
Yeah, or I'm just not referring to anybody.
Nah,
unless
man.
We're desperate. But we need someone.
But at the same time, it was at a moment of desperation.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever said it was going to be something permanent.
No.
And when you found something better, maybe something more along the lines of what you want to do, you left and went to do that. Mm-hmm. That's nobody's fault.
You should have at least had a damn conversation with your sister-in-law, but you just quit and we're like, I'm done.
After she hooked you up with the job was yours. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like there's necessarily a conversation that needs to be had with her. It's just how you leave the position.
How you handled it.
How you handled
it. You came
leaving.
In, you barely worked for a few months, or you worked there for a few months.
Like
and
six months, maybe?
And then you left.
Right? Because
yeah.
It was January?
January. So 6 months.
Give or take, you know?
Mm. All right. I want to know what the listeners are going to say on this, because I obviously think that she's the jerk for quitting the job that somebody else got her that quickly.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with jerk on that one because you did make somebody else look bad. But I also don't want people to live in their lives and be miserable.
Was she supposed to live that life and do that job for the rest of her life just because her sister-in-law got her that gig?
No. Somebody said she's not the jerk since she put in her termination notice.
Oh, did she put in a notice?
Well,
okay.
Said that. I mean,
okay,
she said that I'm not happy. I don't want to continue working. So I put in my resignation as soon as I found a new job.
Got it.
So I don't know what the resignation was. It could have been that day or longer, but she resigned.
She resigned.
She didn't just disappear. She went in and said, I'm leaving. That's more than just walking out.
Listen, I've just walked out of jobs, I swear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just saying. I mean, yeah. I was actually kind enough to show up to quit.
But then you left.
But
yeah.
then I left, right. Like, so I've not given 2 weeks before, and it doesn't feel good. But when, I'm so torn on this, bro, because I'm leaning towards jerk, but I understand why not. You gotta go, you know, sow your own oats or whatever the saying is.
It's Melissa. Melissa wants to know if she's a jerk for quitting the job her sister-in-law got her. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Melissa wrote in, wants to know if she's the jerk for quitting the job her sister-in-law got her. The sister-in-law said she didn't appreciate you. Quit a few months later. Tarnished my credibility. Somebody texted in and said, jerk, people like that are dead to me. That escalated quickly.
That's very bold, and wow, you said that, huh?
Let's go to the phones, though. We're going to start with Nancy in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. Also the wife of Julian. We've had both on the show now.
That's right. He just got his theme song. Y'all already know.
I haven't been able to get in. He got his song. I have it.
Well, you can share.
Well, should we?
No.
We can share?
No.
Did Julian say that was okay?
No, he didn't. And neither did I.
And you know,
we share everything else. I want my own theme song.
She wants her own song. Boom, boom, boom.
Stand on it. Nancy, mm-hmm. Is Melissa a jerk for quitting the job her sister-in-law got her?
Yes, for sure. Oof. That is so rude.
Okay.
Like, you're helping her. That's obviously her job. Mm-hmm. So you put in a good word. And for her, okay, yeah, I understand if it wasn't a good fit for her. But, I mean, at least give her a little more time. I'm sorry, but that is such a jerky move. Like, that affects her sister-in-law. Mm. That definitely affects her sister-in-law.
Well, it's embarrassing when you recommend someone and then they don't work out for a negative reason. You know,
for sure.
It's embarrassing, I think, as someone who's been in that position.
It hurts your credibility, too, because then next time they're looking for somebody, they're going to go,
they're not
going
to believe you.
Don't ask Allie, though. Last person she recommended was only here a week.
I remember there was this,
whatever.
I just got triggered by another time it happened to me. Some kid that kept hitting me up for a job over and over and over that I knew was like 18, wanted to work here so bad. This was years ago.
Yeah.
And our boss hit him up and he never responded. And I was like, I'm done.
I'm not doing that.
You've been harassing me for weeks and I gave you a recommendation and you made me look stupid.
And you ghost my boss?
It's so embarrassing. It's like, ugh, that's why I can't. This is the whole thing triggers me because of situations I've been through like that.
I'm triggered also because that happened to me also. So, she's
stupid.
Definitely a jerk.
That's why Nancy says jerk. Mm-hmm.
All right, Nancy, thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Let's go to Amelia in Milwaukee this morning.
Hold on, I lost her theme song.
No!
Oh, there it is.
Amelia. She's lighting you up. Hopefully in Espanol the whole time.
Uh-huh. How you guys doing this morning?
Good, Amelia. How are you?
Which way are you
going? I have a
question.
Real quick. Did she give her 2-week notice or did she just quit on the spot?
It didn't say. All she wrote in the message was that she said, so I put in my resignation as soon as I found a new job. And then my sister-in-law called me and said I made her look bad because she had recommended me and I quit a few months later.
Mm, and I can't tell if that's 2 weeks
or an
immediate resignation.
So me, I think it's not a jerk because obviously, she did find her a job and you know, that's nice. But if you're unhappy at a job and miserable, that can really mess up your mental health.
You gotta leave too,
with you.
That's true.
Yeah, so that's the way I look at it.
Sure.
And the other way too, like, you know, the sister-in-law, she helped in it, but it shouldn't, I mean, I understand you're upset, but it shouldn't be to that extreme. Look,
right.
I work in a medical field. I work at 3 different locations, our hospitals. Now, when people say, hey, can you get me in? I questioned them before to see if they can. You have to have a tough stomach and you have that thick skin because the medical field, you're going to deal with so many different kind of people.
Right.
And the 10 years I've been in the medical field, I only, only 2 people I got in. That's it. Mm-hmm. Nobody else. But my thing is, if she already gave her notice and was actually looking for a job, and once she got the offer, let her know, hey, you know what, I got an offer situation, whatever the case may be, and she gave the notice ahead
of
time.
Say something.
I don't think it's a jerk. Now, just quitting on the spot, that's a jerk move. But I say she's not a jerk.
Well, we know one thing. Melissa is never going to get referred for a job ever again by her sister-in-law.
That's a learning lesson and stuff like that. But what kind of sucks, though, too, on her sister-in-law side, because she's going to have this in the back of her head, anytime she needs a favorite, even if it's not work-related or anything like that, she's going to second-guess.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's not work related, now you go, yeah, but are you going to come through? Or are you just going to quit on me?
Well, that's the thing. Then you're questioning the other person.
Right. So, Amelia,
we got
she's not a jerk.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think she's a jerk. She did what she had to do. She did what she had to do.
And you're right. She did what was best for her. Unfortunately, her sister-in-law did what was best for her as well. And now she's getting screwed. This is the ironic part of this whole story.
The moral dilemma.
You're helping someone. This is the moral dilemma. All right. Thank you, Amelia.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Have a nice one.
Bye. We're split.
Yeah. One jerk, one not the jerk. Amy's in Muskego. She's always fired up. So I have no idea which way this is going to go. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, love.
Hello.
Good morning, fam.
Is Melissa the jerk for quitting her job that her sister-in-law got her?
No, she's not.
Okay, explain.
So you spend majority of your time at the job, right?
Right.
You're there. You're investing your time. You're investing your energy. You're putting your mental into it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You're not happy. You guys know this. If you're not happy somewhere, do you want to stay there?
No. Usually not.
All right, then. Now, yes, is she a little bit of a jerk for doing that to her sister-in-law and maybe not having a conversation, being like, hey, I don't think this is working out for me. I'm not trying to make you look bad or anything like that. But my mental and my health and my safety, you know, that's on me. It's not on you. Thank you. I appreciate it for, you know, putting your foot out for me.
Yeah.
But here's my thing, though, too. If how was her sister-in-law doing before she started at the job? You know what I mean? Mm. Like, was it really that detrimental? Like, hey, I got you a job. Now you screwing me. Now I'm screwing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like,
yeah. Are you?
You know, were you standing on 10 before I came here? Mm. All right. Then you can stand on 10 after I leave.
And if she gave her,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah. If she gave her notice and went out the right way and did it the professional way and everything, you know, she can't be too upset with her. It's not like she's like, yep, I quit right now.
Listen to this text. Walk Abraham out. In Milwaukee. He said, here people have this loyalty to their place of employment, like their place of employment would have the same loyalty back.
Oh,
these jobs will replace any one of us tomorrow. So, but it's not about if the job appreciates you. It's about your relationship with your sister-in-law or the person that referred you.
It's the interpersonal relationship, not the professional business to, you know, employee relationship. Mm-hmm.
And we don't want anybody to be unhappy, obviously.
Right.
You know?
If her sister-in-law is going to hold a grudge on her like that, baby, come on now. It's a job. You know what I mean?
I don't agree with that, Amy, because let me refer you and you make me look stupid and then we got a problem. I don't agree with that at all.
I mean, I get it. I understand. Yeah. I understand
Somebody texted in, does she expect her to work there forever? No.
That's what I was thinking.
That's fair, too. We don't even know what the job is. That might have helped if we knew what the job was.
Right.
You know what I mean?
A little more context would have helped, but we didn't get it, and today works out anyway.
They didn't take a brain surgeon position at Children's Hospital. We're probably talking about something not that serious, but you never know.
Do we know?
We don't know.
Do we know for sure? Is Children's missing a brain surgeon right now?
That'd be so bad.
Amy works it out. She says, not the job. Jerk.
Not the jerk. Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome. Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Bye. Somebody said, not a jerk, but this is why I have never recommended anyone for a job. That's my name on the line. Well, maybe that's the solution. Don't refer your friends.
If you can't get the job off your own name, what's your problem?
Screw it. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.